Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Monday. Yep, it is Monday. But look at the bright side. We have a whole week together every day at noon, Eastern Standard Time. It is Monday, February 28th, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button there at our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, talk about all our passions of backyard poultry, show poultry, urban living, urban lifestyle, gardening, sustainable lifestyle, and anything else that might tickle your fancy. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chick. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality built chicken coops for every size flock and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Looking for something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made Bidbird Auctions their new home. And get sold on Bidbird.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, brooders, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at EggCartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's EggCartons.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. As I stated a little bit earlier, of course, it is a Monday, but look at the bright side. We have the next 5 days together every day, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio to learn all about our passion and hobby of backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable lifestyle, urban farming, urban gardening, the whole nine yards. And so I hope you will join us all week at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Why? Because you're not going to want to miss any of the fun with me and my wonderful co-host, the one and the only, the multi-talented author and poultry advocate, Pat Forman. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Whisper. I got to tell you, I'm hanging on here by my fingernails. We have a tornado watch here in Lexington,
yes.
Virginia. I mean, it's really wild out there. My chickens are even cowering under the coop. It's so wild out there. Usually they'll sort of wander around in the rain, but not today. How are you doing today?
We, too, are under I guess, not quite a tornado watch. I'm sure they're saying that we'll have our share here just in a little while, but we are under thunderstorm warnings and things like that. So I'm right there in the boat with you and went out and took care of all the animals early this morning to get that taken care of. And then right back here broadcasting live. So no problems there. But, yeah, well, I'm probably in the same boat you are.
Well, that's really rare for here. I don't – maybe my memory's not quite right, but we've had winds, but I don't remember tornadoes here in the Shenandoah Valley.
Mm-hmm.
There have been we get the tail end of hurricanes sometimes. But anyway, I guess changing climate patterns and changing weather patterns, here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. Yeah.
This is true. This is true, yeah. And I hope we don't have anything. I hope it misses us and kind of skirts up to the north. Radar looks like that may be the case now, but they're still telling us to be prepared. So we'll see what happens. We'll let everybody know tomorrow what kind of what we experience. So perfect.
It will be what it will be.
Absolutely. So tell us during host chat right now, what did you do over the weekend, Pat?
What did I do over the weekend? I had a really wonderful weekend, but one of the wonderful things that happened is, here at Greenway Neighborhood, it's a conservation subdivision. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place. But we sold a lot over the weekend, which is wonderful. So we'll have some great people coming in. They're a retired engineer and a research librarian. They want to build an earth sheltered house, and I'm just so thrilled. So that was kind of the highlight of my weekend. Otherwise, I did a yoga class and got through it without too much pain, so that was also a highlight. So except for that. So what did you do over the weekend?
Ooh, let me tell you, it was a good weekend. It was a productive weekend. It was a fun weekend, but it was a very tiring weekend. I've been telling folks over the weekend, you know, it pretty much just really stinks when two of your cars need tires at the same time.
Ooh.
You know, I'm trying to think over the years how often that's happened with me, and it's not too often, but. Being on the road, 3-hour drive down and back, and coming up next weekend, this coming weekend we'll be in North Carolina. Then the next 3 weekends we'll be heading down to the farm, 3 hours back each way. And so, I've needed some tires on the front of my old pickup, for a little bit of time now. Got a little bit of steel belt showing on them. So I went Friday night, went and got some tires on the old truck, got some big mud grip tires, and I put them on the back and put the back ones, which were in pretty good shape, on the front. So I got that taken care of. Friday night, had a nice, lovely dinner with Jen. And then Saturday, we woke up, and I had about a 30-45-minute presentation at the Decatur Oakhurst Community Garden project. They had an event that many of you had heard about called the Chicken Symposium. It's the second annual, and me and Jen woke up early, headed down there. I started about 8:30, went to about 9:15, talking about laws and ordinances, and it was an all-day class. Of course, after my presentation, we hit the road and started getting some chores done. But it was a really good crowd. I think they had about 65 or 70 signed up for the class. All-day class from, again, it started really at 8:30 and it went to 3:30, all about keeping backyard poultry. So yeah, we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun at that event. And then we got tires for Jen's SUV. And then the fun really started. We got the oil change, too. It was the weekend that we were going to go out and get our crib for little CW Junior, and which her mom had agreed early on, said, well, you know, you pick it out, I'll buy it, no problems there. And so we started looking, and the first weekend really since we've known it was going to be a little boy, for scanning things that Jen wanted to put on the list for her showers upcoming and things like that. So, but man, it was, you know, we had gone through the stores and saw how, you know, sticker shock it was. And we've had some really great folks that have given us piles and piles of little boys' clothes, which is wonderful. How awesome is that? Thank goodness for great friends. But, you know, we're walking through the stores, scanning things, just amazed at some of the prices of these things. But I posted two specific items that was just kind of absolutely nutty. One, when we were there on Saturday, we did return on Sunday to scan a few more things. But on Saturday, we found they have a whole furniture department in these Babies R Us, Bye Bye Baby, places like that. And they have a whole little section on gliders and rockers. So, you know, we're looking over these things. You know, it's towards the end of the store, so by that time you're tired anyway. You want to sit down and rest your feet and your back. Well, they had a glider / rocker there that was $900, and
well,
this
bargain.
This wasn't a lazy boy recliner. This mammoth thing reclines, vibration, all heat, all that kind of stuff. You would think it would have. Heck, for that price, you'd think it would have somebody to rock for you there, and take care of your baby too. But it was quite amazing. $900. I was just like, I don't even see the difference between this one and the one for $199. I absolutely don't. I sat in them, $900, $129. And I couldn't tell a difference. So I was like, okay. Well, and the very next day, yesterday, we went back, and I also took a picture of this and put it on my personal Facebook page. I saw a stroller there at Bye Bye Baby that was $1,029.54. And I looked at that thing, and I looked at one for $129, and I couldn't tell the difference. In fact, it looked like the one for $129 actually had more features and cup holders and bags to store stuff in. But $1,029.54. Well, at first, I told the sales lady the day before, Saturday, when we were looking at the rockers and the what do you call it, gliders? When I saw the one for $900, she thought I had lost my rocker, actually. But I told her, I said, lady, I can get a good used car for that.
Well, you can. That's true.
I know. So she just looked at me, you know, here we are in Snooty Patootie, Alpharetta, Johns Creek. And, of course, I'm in my overalls out with my wife. And it just worked. Ma'am, I can get a good used car for that. $900. Shoot. And so, yeah, it was quite funny. And then the next day I saw this crazy, yeah, that rocker should turn into a car when they turn 15, or the stroller should anyway. And I don't know what makes a stroller over $1,000. I mean, I can get a real nice used car for that. So it was,
well, they say inflation is on its way. You know, we've been printing these, our government has been printing these trillions of dollars with just the push of a button without backed by anything since we went off the gold and the silver standard. So maybe things will start getting more expensive. I mean, gas is going up, too.
We talked about that
last Friday. So, well, it's all the more reason to listen to this show and get to your do-it-yourself and just live simply and happily, and 'tis a gift to be simple type of thing. Mm-hmm. Plant those gardens. Time to get the seeds in.
You're absolutely correct. And, yeah, gas, dollar. Well, I can't complain because there's many places around the country. There's a lot more than here in Atlanta. Up in New York last week, it was like $3.79 a gallon for regular unleaded. Here it was about $3.15. Now it's gone up to about $3.30 here. Pretty crazy. Thank goodness I work out of the house. Jen has about a 9-mile commute, and that's about it. So, but these folks, you know, I really feel for them there. They hour and a half drive in the morning, hour and a half drive it back, sitting in this horrible Atlanta traffic just to make a buck. And, yeah, I mean, more power to them. And then gas is going up. Everything's going up. Groceries are already up 6%. And they're going up as well. The fuel cost is going to trickle down to everything else. We'll start seeing fuel charges again on our garbage pickup, on the air flights, on the taxis, on everything else. It's just going to be everybody's going to. And if you're, you know, your pay doesn't go up just because everything else starts going up, you've got to fit all that into the pay you're already making every month or every week. So, yeah, so we feel for you guys out there. And you can learn a lot on this radio show about canning and harvesting and gardening and sustainability, try to save a little bit of money here and there and what you can do and produce from your own property. So, absolutely. A Love for Poultry is saying her husband travels about 20 miles just one way, and it's getting ridiculous, $3.59 a gallon in Chicago. So it's, you know, maybe this is that, I forget what they call it, the after the Depression recession, you've got this, and I forget the actual official name, but yeah,
deflation or inflation. We went through deflation where things lost their value, like your homes. Now they're saying the trend might be towards inflation, where the cost of goods gets an awfully lot more expensive. I mean, we've been laughing at the Italians, you know, for years. A million lira is worth about $600, so we may not be too far behind them.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope not. We'll see.
Yeah, I hope not, too. It's a shame. So we feel for all you guys out there that have the long commutes and everything else. It's tough. But listen to the show. You're bound to get some tricks of the trade, especially in the chat room from our listeners regarding that. So that was kind of our plan. We do have on the radio show today coming up, ManaPro is going to be joining us. They're going to be telling us all about Chick Days and kind of events they've got coming up, which is really exciting. And then after the break, about half past the hour, Pat and I are going to be talking all about spring cleaning, kind of a spring cleaning checklist regarding our coops, runs, and chickens, and things you may want to start getting done this spring before the hot summer gets here. So we'll be sharing some of our experiences and with our listeners today regarding that. But right now it's time for Chickens in the News. Chickens in the News every day is brought to you by MeyerHatchery.com. They're located up in Polk, Ohio, and you can go ahead and order your spring chicks from there. Just visit them online. MeyerHatchery.com. Any chickens in the news for us today, Pat?
Yeah, I've got a couple little vignettes here, Whisper. Thanks for asking. One of them is it's a really good feel-good story, and I don't think we did it before, but it comes to us from the Herald Sun in England, and it's about a parrot. And what happened is, I'm going to paraphrase quite a bit of this, but it's one of these really incredible stories. You hear a lot about found dog or found cat, or you know, they all go off, but you don't hear much about found parrots. But what happened in Liverpool is Jack, an Amazon parrot, flew away and ended up spending the freezing winter in a chicken coop. Jack went for the coop. And what they found is they found he went missing in November, and his owner, Jerry Williams, just simply forgot that Jack was on his shoulder, the parrot was on his shoulder, and when his owner went outside, Jack flew away. So they frantically looked for him. They were distributing flyers. They had this bird for 12 years, so he's part of the feathered family
mm-hmm,
there.
Wow.
And the winters in England were pretty bitter this year. So they were pretty well convinced that Jack the parrot was gone for good. And then they got a call from the Chester Zoo. It's 15 miles away from where the Williams live, and the zookeeper said that they'd found Jack clucking like a chicken in one of the zoo's poultry sheds. Jack had actually taken up clucking, you know, the parrots mimic sounds they hear. So Jack was mimicking his other chicken buddies and clucking. So apparently he had survived by coop hopping and ended up there at the zoo. And when they first found him, they could tell that he was really hungry. So they brought him down with a little grape. That's how they got him out of the coop, I guess. And then Jack is back on his owner's shoulder, living for another great life. So that's a lost, begone, and found story, all because of some chicken coops. So what I wonder now, though, is if Jack is making a lot of different chicken noises, you know, if he's crowing, wouldn't that be something to have a crowing parrot as well eggs?
next thing you know, they're going to be banning parrots. Parrots crow. Parrot, no parrots allowed in this town. No chickens, no parrots, no nothing. No, not even people. It'll be the perfect town. No people, no parrots, no chickens, no Harley Davidsons, no nothing. Not allowed in this town.
Anyway, I thought that was an adorable story. And I never considered if you have a parrot in with your chickens that the parrot would start mimicking them. So wouldn't that be a hoot? Anyway.
You said you had another one to share?
Well, these are just little vignettes. They're sort of little bits that I found really interesting. There's a new dog handling system, Whisper. You know, we've had all these horrible stories about dogs mauling chickens and then the neighbor shooting the dogs and then there's a lawsuit and everyone feels awful. Well, apparently this dog handling system, it allows someone to give commands to a dog that's really far away. So maybe if you can look out and if your dog's over at your neighbor's chicken coop, you can still give him commands. And what they're saying is that it could have some law enforcement and emergency response as well as military applications. And what it does is the system uses a harness that vibrates and issues a tone that the dog recognizes as commands. And it also has a GPS system in it. So if you can track your dog on your computer, and if you see that he's after chickens, you can give him a command to go down and stop killing the chickens, maybe. Anyway, that's one of the dog training stories. And wouldn't that be interesting? If you see a dog, you can push a button or something, that his little harness vibrates and he drops, and including dropping the chicken if he has it in his mouth. Oh, dear.
Okay.
And this other one is, mm-hmm. is real brief. It's about algae. And, you know, we're about sustainable lifestyles, too. And what they're saying is they've got some algae that can clean sewage. And then after it cleans the sewage, it can be fed to livestock. So that's sort of a double time. What they're saying is the algae can reduce the bacteria and toxins in wastewater while doubling as a source of renewable fuel and possibly even food or feed for livestock. And what they're saying is that in tests, the algae reduced certain pathogens in wastewater better than the existing methods and certainly less toxic than the existing methods, which often involves, of course, using aluminum to precipitate out a lot of the wastewater stuff. So there's so many uses of algae. We talked about it being used to generate electricity. Now here you can use it certainly as a food supply for livestock and possibly even to treat wastewater. So that's a green bit that I thought was really, really pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I've got here today.
Thank you very much. I've got one here coming to us from Des Moines, the Des Moines Register. You can see it at DesMoinesRegister.com. You can, of course, see it posted at our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook.com/TheChickenWhisperer. And I'll probably destroy the name, but it's Bonaparte, man's chicken lays a whopper of an egg. A hen living on the outskirts of Bonaparte has residents in the small southeast Iowa town clucking. Aussie, a black Australorp chicken, laid a giant egg on February 18th. The light brown egg weighs 4.1 ounces and measures 3.5 inches long, ready for this, and 6.5 inches in circumference, according to Nathan Batten. Yeah, poor hen, the hen's owner, says large eggs in grocery stores weigh about half as much, while jumbo eggs weigh about 2.5 ounces, according to USDA regulations. It's big. It's twice the size of a large egg, said Iowa State University professor Honghui Zin, director of the school's Egg Industry Center. The egg is large enough that Batten, 37, is calling his colossal prize Eggnormous. Batten said he had trouble sleeping the day the egg popped out. He called the local paper and reported, and reporter took his picture and wrote a story about Aussie's achievement. For a couple of days afterward, Batten carried the egg in his coat pocket to show people around town. His friends working at the convenience store took one look and asked, "You sure that chicken isn't half beast?"
Maybe a dragon.
No kidding. Like
a dragon egg.
Dinosaur. It probably has about 2 miles on the egg already from me walking around showing it to everybody. I'm lucky that the dang thing never broke. The egg now safely stored in his refrigerator, he said. An egg approaching that size is unusual, but not unheard of, egg experts say. Sean Sheehan, who raises chickens at Bluegate Farm in Cheriton, said the size of an egg depends on the breed of chicken, not what it's fed. He said this large chicken. He said his large chicken breeds have laid eggs approaching 6 inches in circumference, but acknowledged 4.1 ounces is unusually heavy. Chickens are generally consistent in the size of eggs they lay, so he said it's no surprise that Batten reported Aussie, an Australian breed of chicken known for producing high volume of eggs, usually lays eggs weighing about 3 ounces. Those are big eggs, he said. And it goes on and on. You can continue that. But we've all, as chicken owners, have gone out to the coop and looked in the nesting box and have had our enormous eggs on occasion, either after they get kind of get started laying regularly, because, you know, you're going to see some funky shells, some shellless eggs, some small tiny eggs, some great big eggs, especially when their little egg machines are starting to get rolling when they first start laying real good. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, sometimes you'll walk out and they'll just see this humongo egg. And Jen and I have taken pictures of some of those, so I wanted to share that story with everybody because that was a cute kind of feel-good story that we posted on our Facebook page over the weekend. You can just go to facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. And a little bit slow over the weekend. There may be a couple more that I still haven't posted on our Facebook page, but they'll be posted a little bit later today. So you can check us out there. All righty. As scheduled, we want to welcome a very special guest today. We had Manipro on a while back, maybe about 6 months ago, sharing all about their great company and the relationship with the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show and Manipro. You know, I've traveled all over the country representing them and their feed. But today, we're going to head over to the phone lines here. And we're going to bring them on right now. We've got, I believe, Laura is on the line. Laura, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming and joining us.
Hi, Andy. Thank you.
How are you doing?
I am fabulous. We had a little bit of a storm coming through here last night, but everybody has recovered, minus a few trees and power lines. But we are doing very well up here.
It even got the news here in Atlanta. We saw some of the damage of the down lines and trees up there in the St. Louis area. I thought about you guys, but we hope you weathered the storm good. We may get some of that today. I hope not, but if we do, we'll batten down the hatches. But folks, this is Laura Hepburn. She is in the marketing department. I guess one of your official titles or the department you work in there at Manipro up in St. Louis. And she's going to be sharing with us, 'tis the season, all about some Chick Days events that are coming up and different things that you can, I'm sure, would like to take advantage of with Manipro and, of course, their brand new website over at manipro.com. So, Laura, without further ado, let's get right to it.
Sure. Thanks, Andy. I just wanted to let everybody know we have a couple really great programs going on right now, the first of which I'm going to mention is our Baby Your Babies program. And, of course, spring is the season for baby animals across all different kinds of species. So we have, you know, goat kids and calves and foals and all kinds of things in addition to chicks. And part of our Baby Your Babies program is a cutest baby animal photo contest. And we had this last year as well. And I'm happy to say that I'm the one who sees every single picture that comes in, and I'm constantly chuckling at my desk and looking through these pictures because some of them are exceedingly cute. The grand prize winner of the contest will receive $1,000. But be yeah, I know, it's speaking to what you were talking about earlier with the economy and everything, I think everybody could use an extra grand in their pocket. So that is the grand prize, is $1,000. But even besides that, we do have seven different categories where we will have three country cutie winners of $100 apiece. And, of course, one of those categories is poultry. So, you know, chicks are pretty much one of the cutest creatures on Earth, and I think it's pretty easy to get a cute pic of a baby chick. So hopefully some of your listeners have some cute chicks that they want to photograph and upload to our site. And the entire gallery of all the entries is available to be viewed at manapro.com. If you go into the promotions section, we have a page for Baby Your Babies. Also, both Baby Your Babies and Chick Days are on our homepage right now. So those are the two programs we're talking about today. But
I know that there are plenty of cute chicks that listen to this radio show program. So yep, Laura Hepburn. Someone was in the class sent me a message over what was your last name? They're probably going to post it in the chat room. Laura Hepburn. And speaking of, you know, cute chicks, I guess I could send in a picture of my lovely wife. But you're talking about different types, and of course, country cuties. I think there was one country cuties. I could send in a picture of Jen regarding that. But totally different, folks. But $1,000 grand prize. I've never heard of such regarding a photo contest. Normally, it's a coffee mug or a T-shirt or this or that. But $1,000 for the grand prize winner. That is incentive enough to send your pictures in. That's really cool. How?
Absolutely.
I know you're kind of moving along. And I interrupted you. Are you? If you can tell us how to enter, or is that going to be coming down the pike here in just a moment?
Sure, I can. As I was saying, if you just go to manapro.com, right on the homepage, there is a little link right there that says, you know, click here to learn more on how to win $1,000. And if you go there, it will have all the Baby Your Babies information there right at the top of the, we call it BYB here, but Baby Your Babies page. There is, you can enter your photo online. If you need to enter hard copies, that is an option also. We just won't be able to return photos that way. But everybody has been uploading pictures galore. I think we have over 150 pictures up there, and there's even a link where you can click to see the current gallery and see everything that's been entered so far. We like that because I think a lot of people look at that and say, well, that one's cute, but my baby is much cuter. So get more people to enter that way. So it is really fun to look through the gallery, and like I said, you can just upload your photo right from the website. So. And, I should mention, everyone who enters does get a little magnetic Baby Your Babies photo frame so that you can put the photo that's hopefully the winning photo up on your fridge that way. And so it's just a little thank you for participating in the contest as well. So that is that. I think we also have been posting regular reminders on our Facebook page. I think you've posted it on your Facebook page at least once. So lots of different ways to get to the entry.
Very
so,
good.
Beyond Baby Your Babies, of course, the big program that we were setting this up for is Chick Days. So it's the season for chicks, and I think lots of people, I know myself, I usually have chicks around March, April, so it is around that time. We have several different really, really fun programs this year. The biggest thing that I think people are going to be interested in is we have a fabulous rebate offer this year. This is available. You can get information on this from our website as well. Again, right on our homepage right now, we have a Chick Days link that you can click on and get to the information about the rebate offer. We have two different rebate options, and I think people are going to be really excited about them. One is with three proofs of purchase from any Manipro poultry items, you can get a full color chicken breeds poster that we worked on together actually with you, Andy. And it's a really great poster, and I can tell you we had these at the Ohio National Poultry Show. We have several retailers that have started putting them up in their stores. It is a great poster. I'm very proud of it, but I think what makes this poster unique is it features 16 different breeds of chicken, and it shows the full the full-grown hen, as well as pictures of what they look like as chicks and the color of their egg. So it's really a neat tool for 4-H groups, for, you know, within your family, for children, for pretty much anybody who has an interest in it. It's really a fun poster to look at. And when you're picking your chicks or helping your kids pick out what breeds that they might want to say, you know, this is what it's going to look like, and this is what it's going to look like when it arrives, and this is what its egg is going to look like. So it is... it's really neat, and that's, as I said, only three proofs of purchase. And then the other part of the rebate program is with five proofs of purchase, you can get a $5 rebate check. So that's pretty significant considering, you know, you can get a 5-pound bag of Chick Starter for $5. So it's pretty great. The rebate form that you mail in with your UPCs is available on the website as well, in the same place where all the information is. And then the final thing that we have going on for Chick Days is we have a chick webinar that will be with you, Andy, the Chicken Whisperer, and in all your fame and glory, as well as our Vice President of Nutrition, Dr. Rob McCoy. So it's going to be a great opportunity for anybody who's new to chicks or who is considering getting backyard poultry or if, you know, some people, I know myself, I have a number of friends and relatives who come to me and ask me, you know, to help get them started with poultry because they're interested in it. And I will be recommending to them to join this webinar. So certainly friends and family who see you with your backyard poultry, it's a great opportunity to let them, you know, call in and log on for an hour and learn a lot of different things about chicks and what to do when you bring them home and all kinds of great information. Dr. Rob will talk more specifically about nutrition and letting people know all the different requirements they need to meet. So registration for that is open. We have posted a number of links on Facebook, so that's one great way to do that. And then as well, that is on the Chick Days page of our website, too. Of course, the biggest part of this that I should hype up is that one lucky winner who attends our webinar will get a free 5-foot by 6-foot chicken coop provided by Horizon Structures. So it's a really big, nice coop. You can see the picture online. You can see it on Facebook as well. It is a beautiful, beautiful coop for somebody who either wants to upgrade or who is getting started. It's really nice.
Absolutely. Love for Poultry in the chat room just posted the link. So everybody in the chat room has no excuse. Click on that link. Take a moment to register for this awesome webinar that we're providing for all of our listeners, everybody in the country. It's going to be on Wednesday, March the 9th. I believe it's 5:30 Central, which would be 6:30 Eastern time. And you click on that link, you register, then you'll get an email reminder on how to tune in, how to listen. You will, I believe it's what I share with folks is you can participate in this webinar online. So you'll be able to, when you sign in, you'll see basically the PowerPoint presentation and all the pictures of the PowerPoint presentation. But in order to hear and participate and listen in, you actually call a telephone number. Do I have that correct, Laura?
That is one way. We actually, there's two different ways to get the audio for the webinar. So certainly, yes, you're going to have to log on to see the visual aspect, the different slides and images. But when you log in, you'll be given an option that you can either do the audio through your computer and actually hear it through the speakers of your computer or through the phone. Now, I will tell you that in the past, we have certainly had people who had difficulty with the audio through the computer, not in that it wasn't working, but that it was a little too quiet. So, you know, I think for people who maybe have trouble with that or who just want to avoid the whole thing altogether, the phone has seemed to be the most reliable. I know there can be some issues with long distance and things
right.
like that, but so there are two options, certainly.
Okay, so they do have the choice there. Very cool. So right now we've got the Baby Your Babies events going on, including a Baby Your Babies photo contest, grand prize winner, $1,000 cash. How cool would that be? We've got this, of course, the webinar coming up on March 9th, Bringing Home Baby Chicks with yours truly and Dr. Rob. And that's going to be, hey, if you're getting chicks this spring, whether it be mail order or from a local farm or from your local tractor supply or your local farm and garden feed and seed, then this is kind of pretty much cover everything. Hopefully you're going to need to know until they're ready to go out into that beautiful coop. And again, of course, speaking of beautiful coops, one live participant. You can't just register and think you'll be entered. I mean, you will be chosen out of one of the people live or during the show to win this awesome coop. And if you go to their website, folks, when you talk about chicken coops, this particular chicken coop, you're looking at, depending on whether you live on the East Coast or West Coast, according to their website, anywhere from about $1,600 to about $2,200, somewhere in that area, based on shipping costs. So again, this is a Mac Daddy chicken coop, 5x6, ranging from, say, just $1,600 to $2,100 that one lucky participant on this webinar coming up on March the 9th is going to win right there live on during the webinar. So how cool is that? So we want you to – and of course, we just had this answer. We get this question a lot, Laura. I know it's just the website's not set up for this and your office isn't either, about someone asked, oh, can I just buy the chicks poster? You know, maybe I can't find ManaPro products in my rural area or in this area or that area. And I know the short answer to that is no. We'd still like to get one in your hands. We're probably still working on a way to do that. But there's other great prizes, too, other than the poster that you can get from the UPC codes of the ManaPro products you buy. I know for one that Jen and I had to beg, borrow, and steal some really nice chairs. In fact, when y'all first released the chairs and put them in your prize package, if you will, of things that you can get based on UPC codes that you collect when you purchase. I remember emailing you saying, you know, those ManaPro chairs would look so good on the road when we broadcast live, right behind our little table. And, you know, next thing you know, right at the front door, there's a couple of awesome ManaPro chairs. You just never know. I guess if you stick out your bottom lip and get the little puppy dog eyes, then there's no telling what you might get this day and age. So that reminds me, the king of negotiations. Yesterday after church, we went by to get the car washed and had a 50% off coupon, but it had expired like 2 weeks ago. But it just so happens, I didn't plan it, my sister-in-law also needed her car washed and cleaned out and whatnot. So I said, well, come with me. You know, we'll drop them off and then walk across the street and have lunch with the family after church. So I walk in, and of course, I'm like, I've got this coupon 50% off, but expired 2 weeks ago. But I thought you still might want to honor it because I did bring... You know, I did bring a friend with me, and, you know, she is having her car detailed at full price. I was just milking it all it was worth. And, of course, I'm there all the time, so sure enough, they said, yeah, no problem. But yeah, next thing you know, they got these two awesome folding chairs, and we carry them everywhere we go when we go on the road to do the radio show. So all kinds of neat stuff that you can get. ManaPro.com, ManaPro.com. You can also, from that website, put in your zip code, I believe, Laura, and see where in your area you can find ManaPro products. If you're not sure, oh, I've never seen it, or I don't think it's here, I don't think it's there, ManaPro.com, and then you can click, I think, find a location or find a store near me, put in your zip code, and voila, there may be products around you that you just may not know that carry the product. So that's a great resource as well. But, of course, maybe one of our listeners would be fortunate enough to win $1,000. And who knows, it might be me. Laura, I'm sending you a $20 bill fresh right out of Nope, I can guarantee you it definitely will not be me, because all that little fine print, just like you hear, employees, relatives, and relatives' employees, and long-distance cousins are not eligible to win the prize. You always hear that on all of that, so we have that on this radio show. I know that my good buddy Brighton is many times not eligible to win any prizes because his mom is kind of an employee of Chicken Whisperer, Inc. So sometimes we let him slide on a couple of things, but exactly. So manapro.com. Folks, you can see all this information we're talking about. We'll continue to post this on our Facebook page, all about the upcoming webinar and the Chick Days information and the whole nine yards. So all kinds of great stuff coming from ManaPro. So go visit their website. And Love for Poultry, matter of fact, just posted the link on where to buy ManaPro products, a link right to their website where you can put in your zip code and find out where all the good stuff is at. So, well, Laura, thank you very much for coming on today. Spring will be, here. We've got spring storms coming in right now. So,
that's right.
75 degrees. There's always that, what do you call it, blackberry winter, blueberry winter that will have that frost, of course, and it always seems to come after I plant my crops.
Right.
With my luck, but yeah, who knows? We still may have some cold snaps to go. After all, it's just tomorrow. It just is the 1st of March. So, but thank you very much for joining us, sharing all kinds of great information about ManaPro and what they're doing now and how all of our listeners can participate and maybe get some goodies from ManaPro as well. So we hope you have a great week. And by the way, I did get that email with all that stuff. I'll get all that information filled out and get back to you as soon as I can.
All about right.
The webinar. Great. Hey, thanks,
very
much,
Andy.
For joining us here. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, Pat, I could use $1,000.
Yeah, that always comes in handy, absolutely. You never know where the windfalls come, so keep visualizing that, Whisper. Keep seeing that check in your hand, $1,000. But why not go for more? How about $50,000 or $100,000?
I guess I could play the lottery. I actually voted against the lottery here when it came to Georgia. I just felt like, well, number one, I would probably never win, and of course I haven't, so that was a good vision. And then,
you gotta play to win.
That's true. And I just felt like, if somebody had $10 in their pocket and needed to feed their family, I didn't want them spending $10 on lottery tickets hoping that they would win $1 million that could get and feed their family. That's a struggle I had with it. Though the Georgia lottery did pretty much put my wife through school as far as the Hope Scholarship here in Georgia.
Oh, really?
Tons and tons of money from the lottery go to the college kids here, and it pretty much will apparently pay, I think, tuition. If you have, I think it was a B or better, A or a B average, that you can apply for the Hope Scholarship, and it'll pay your class fee. I don't know if it was room and board or books or whatever, but it'd be a big chunk of college will be paid for by the Georgia Lottery. So that was, I guess, something good that came out of it. But I don't know if you multiply the good with the bad, which would teeter totter regarding that, based on people spending hundreds on lotto that they don't have when they should be feeding their family or paying bills with it instead of false hope. So. Just kind of one of those things. So I also posted, speaking of that, I posted a really kind of disturbing, but I don't know if it should surprise many folks. Let me get over to my personal Facebook page. Wanted to share with you. This was actually local news, mainstream ABC local affiliate news. And I might just post this on my Chicken Whisperer page because, everybody, we often talk about the good and the bad and the ugly. And this came across the wire today. Grisly U.S. government testing on humans revealed. And, of course, I put, this is nothing new. In fact, on my Facebook, I'll tell you what I put on my Facebook page. I said, this is nothing new. People just need to wake up and pay attention. As the bumper sticker says on the back of my pickup truck, I love my country. It's the government I'm afraid of. So, it was really, I might post it on my Chicken Whisperer page. It talks about the different studies. I mean, you always talk about World War II and Hitler and some of the gruesome things that came out of Germany. But my friends, we need to wake up. We need to stop watching TV all the time and wake up and pay attention. And even some of this, as in the article, was as frequent as just 40 years ago. Now I'm only 41. So that would have been 1969. 1970 even, so 40 years ago. So much of this horrific history is 40 to 80 years old, but it's the backdrop for a meeting in Washington this week by Presidential Bioethics Commission. So I may post that on my Chicken Whisperer page just to, maybe wake some people up, have them pay attention a little bit more about what's going on around them. So And maybe Love for Poultry can post it in the chat room. So, well, folks, it's about 10 till the hour, so we're going to go and take a commercial break. In about 30 minutes, about 20 past the hour, if you're a new listener, the last 10 minutes of the show, we have Chicken Trivia Contest. And today's Chicken Trivia Contest is brought to you by Crazy K Farm, makers of the Hen Saver Hen Apron. One lucky listener today is going to walk away with a Hen Saver Hen Apron from Crazy K Farm. If you know the correct answer and are the right caller, when we go to Chicken at Trivia Contest about 20 past the hour. But we'll go to break now. When we come back, Pat and I are just going to share some ideas and things you might be thinking about doing this spring, kind of spring cleaning for our coop and run in the backyard. So stay with us. We'll be back right after this short break.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. When you need an incubator, think Brensey, the incubation specialist. Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensey.com. Brensey spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensey.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensey. Technology you can trust. Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try MannaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try MannaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-888-8888.
824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce. I'll don my super suit.
Alrighty, thank you very much for tuning in today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Thank you very much for staying with us. Just got a nice little text from my wife. She said, I listened during lunch today. I miss you and love you. Have a great day. So how awesome is that? She does have every now and then. She's got a normally a 30-minute lunch, which, you know, after the kindergarten takes them up, brings them back, she ends up having maybe a 17-minute lunch to herself.
Yeah.
So that's cool that she got to listen a little bit maybe on her BlackBerry while she had a, good lunch today. So very cool. I want to share one more thing with you. And, you know, I vent a lot about things, and I guess everybody on the planet about one thing or the other can be defined as a hypocrite here and there, and we all are in some ways and others, and we do things we don't think about often. But I want to share with you one, again, kind of the same but different. Yesterday, I was very, very proud and very happy that we got our chicken coops delivered from myamishgoods.com, and I can't wait to go see them. They were delivered down to the farm, and we got a phone call from, well, we got an email Saturday saying, hey, they're loading them up on the trailer and they're heading your way. So we weren't really sure how many stops they had en route from Pennsylvania down here to Atlanta, actually about 3 hours south of Atlanta, and we're just wondering. Well, next thing you know, my Jen and I were out yesterday. We got a phone call. Hey, my name is, I don't remember his name now. My name's Chris, and we've got your coops. We'll be there in about, you know, an hour, hour and a half. We got one stop before yours. Where do you want them? You know, drop, da-da-da-da-da-da. So I called a neighbor down there, and and they met up there, and he called us when they were being delivered and everything, and can't wait to see him. I saw the 4x6, which maybe it's the 5x6 that they've got anyway. So these two are 5x8, and they hold roughly 25 layers, 25 broilers. And that's what we're doing. We're using one for 25 that will, we say broilers. We're probably going to use heritage breeds versus the kind of the Franken chickens that a lot of people call them, this, you know, the specific like Cornish and, you know, things like that, or the Cornish cross things that kind of, you know, the go 6 weeks, hey, they're ready to eat because of all the stuff that they are fed. But so we're probably going to go with a good heritage breed dual purpose for our 25 meat birds, and then for our 25 layers we may go with the ISA Browns, which is a sex link. We take a Rhode Island white rooster, Rhode Island red hen, and then you get the ISA Browns and best layers we've ever owned, bar none. But we got our chicken coops yesterday. Very, can't wait to go down and actually see them on the property and take a look. My neighbors are already goo-goo, gaga, and impressed with them because I know they're just awesome. And we got them, of course, from myamishgoods.com. But I wanted to share with you something that rubbed a lot of my fans the wrong way and my fans and friends. So I put a link there, and basically I put, bawk, bawk, our two chicken coops from My Amish Goods in Pennsylvania were delivered today. One will hold 25 broilers. One will hold 25 layers. Can't wait. And many, many people liked it. Over 20 people clicked that they liked it. And then they talked about, hey, we have large coops, and we're definitely going to be insulating the roofs because they get a little too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter. And you do have an option of insulating the roof with myamishgoods.com. That is an option that you can forego. And they put, they're very beautiful. And then, of course, here we go with criticism. I won't say the last name, but you can see it on our personal Facebook page. Donald says, why Amish built? Of course, Robert Bargrock in the chat room. Nice coop. Great website. They have a little bit of everything there. That's super. And then, of course, Donald comes back and sounds off. The good old Amish. Slave work their children, do not pay taxes, and contribute to putting more Americans out of work. Now, I was just like, what? Are you kidding me? Okay. I don't know what. Yeah. The good old Amish. Slave work their children, do not pay taxes, and contribute to putting more Americans out of work. Of course, Barb comes on and says, and you forgot about the puppy mills and the horse slaughters. And I mean, I feel like I'm pretty well-rounded and educated, but I'm like, that's all of that's news to me. And then Nikki comes on and says, hey, they're teaching their children a solid work ethic and not to depend on the entitlements of being lazy, something most modern Americans don't teach their children anymore. Let's take a moment and look at illegal immigrants. They don't pay taxes, and yet they get free medical and education and citizenship for their children and many other handouts. Who exactly is putting Americans out of work? And then Samantha says, hey, nice coops, Andy. Don't let a negative post burst your bubble on getting them. They look great. And Nikki says, hey, yeah, they are. They're very nice coops. They're beautiful. And we're looking at making a coop out of a shipping container, kind of the ones you see on the back of a tanker often. Still doing the research on that. And then Tom says, I can't even repeat what he said. Obviously, the line with Donald. And then I put, you know what? Yeah, someone said, you know, don't let it bother you. I said, it doesn't bother me, Samantha. I said, opinions are like blank. Everybody has one. I said, you know, and here's my point. I put, and this is a great point, what I'm talking about now. I bet that he typed his comment on a computer made in China, wearing clothes made in Singapore, and wearing a watch made in Japan. And yet here he is complaining from whatever studies he's seen about the Amish. And then I put, and I can assure you, the gas he puts in his car did not come from this country either. And then finally I put, in fact, his Ford Mustang is only 60% made in America. I did a little research on that yesterday.
Is that right?
I saw that. Yeah, I found a website that lists, based on many, many top makers of cars, what percentage of that car is actually made in America. So it was a very interesting education for me as well. And then, of course, the coupes are still made in the USA by Americans. Disabled veterans are tax exempt, so are we not American, and do we not deserve to be tax exempt? I serve to protect you. I serve to protect your sorry bleep, so shut your pie hole. People should not be able to breathe my air. So that was from Walter, my good buddy Walter up in Connecticut. I love it. And then it just went on and on and on and on and on. So it was very interesting. Now, our good friend Deborah, this is what she put to clarify everything, because it's interesting how rumors goes out there. There is an ignorant misunderstanding of the Amish culture. They do pay taxes. The only taxes they do not pay is unemployment tax and Social Security tax. The taxes they do not pay, they never draw on anyway. They will receive a Social Security retirement, and they do not sign up for unemployment. Beyond that, they do pay all the other taxes that you and I pay. Andy, your coops were built by a very nice Amish family. And so it was pretty interesting. Someone said, hey, thanks, Deborah, for sharing the facts about our Amish Americans. And Andy, I'm super duper jealous of your coops. Your chickens are going to be so lucky. So it just, I found that very interesting. I wanted to share that with folks, because I had never heard of that about the Amish. Where he found out or read that, or I mean, who knows? And then Walter was just great. So I mean, it wasn't great, because I don't know where this came from, and or where that goes. But let me tell you something. If you're self-employed, and Pat, you probably know this as well. If you're self-employed, I don't care if you're self-employed for 40 years. You pay unemployment tax.
You pay it.
The last 40 years that you've been self-employed, you pay unemployment tax. Guess what? You can't draw a dime of it. You will never get that. You cannot draw unemployment if you're self-employed, ever, ever.
True.
So it's like, hello. So it was really interesting, and so that's one example of being self-employed. You like triple tax. You got self-employment tax. You got all this kind of, but you cannot, even though you pay unemployment tax, you cannot draw unemployment tax if your business, say, goes bust, if it goes under, if you go bankrupt, whatever the case may be. You just whatever, you can't take it. But guess what? You have to pay it. So, that was very interesting, but I can't wait in a couple of weeks. This weekend, we'll be in North Carolina, Hayesville, North Carolina, at Mountain Valley Country Store, and we'll be doing a great event there. We'll be broadcasting live from 10 to 11 a.m. this Saturday. Tune in, hopefully you will. And then from about 11:30 to 1:30, about a two-hour poultry workshop. We're going to be – we need to – And so it's going to be great. 2-hour poultry workshop we'll be doing up there. So hopefully you can tune in for that this coming Saturday. But then the next 3 weekends, I think we're going to be getting some things done down at the little farmhouse. So we'll be definitely going down there and putting our hands on these suckers and looking at them and the whole nine yards. But they were at the Bradley Caldwell show up in Pennsylvania. And they let me tell you, they were some very, very beautiful, beautiful coops. And you could just tell by looking at them and inspecting them, very much so quality made. So, again, you get what you pay for. So, well, let's go ahead and get started, Pat. We wanted to talk a little bit about this today. First off, let me tell everybody, tomorrow we should have the Heritage Chef on tomorrow. So everybody loves starting to love that show. They really, really are. And then it looks like, let's see, we're coming up this Thursday. We've got Dr. Bridget McCrae that'll be on. And, of course, another fun Friday as well. And then Wednesday, we're looking at having a special guest this coming up a Wednesday for everybody. And then we're hoping the next Wednesday will be the triumphant return of our good friend, Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor, the second and fourth Wednesdays. And he, as you, many of you know, he was in a very horrific car accident a couple of months ago, and he needed some time off to recoup. So we're hoping that next Wednesday we will welcome the Chicken Doctor, Peter Brown, with First State Vet Supply. Definitely looking forward to that. We've really missed him sharing his decades and decades of experience. So we're going to welcome him back as well. So, but today, thought Pat and I would discuss a little bit about spring cleaning here for the next 15-20 minutes, and before we go and have chicken trivia. But I'm just going to kind of explain. Some of you have heard this before, kind of what Jen and I do, and explain to us the coops in our backyard and how we've dealt with that over the last few years, things we've tried and things we haven't and worked and things that didn't work, and then things that have worked for us, including new products as well. So for those of you, we've got in our backyard here, we pretty much have we got a tractor, of course, chicken tractor. We kept our bantams in that, but we have 2 permanent chicken runs. They're about 18 feet by 18 feet square. And they've got the fencing around them, and then the coop sits right in the center. And I'm just going to tell you, kind of prepare about 2 to 3 times a year how we prepare that run. And we've done this many years, and it's worked very successfully for us. And then we'll see kind of how Pat prepares her run. Then we'll get into the preparing for the coop. So come spring, it is a rainy season. So about 2 to 3 times a year, based on our schedule, we will actually do this to the runs outside where our coops are. The we'll go ahead and we will take the garden tiller. Oh, oh, oh. Everybody loves a garden tiller. Yeah. And we'll I know, Pat, here we go.
Oh,
we will actually
Just fill up that clay there. Just mix the clay in with your topsoil.
That's exactly right, my friend. That's exactly right. And we'll till the run really good, get it down 6-8 inches, really get some good drainage. I think that's very important. So we'll till the run real good, 6 to 8 inches deep with the garden tiller. Then we'll get the metal rake out. We'll kind of rake all that out smooth, real good, make it look all nice and pretty. And for years, we used powdered lime or pulverized lime. Now we've kind of switched over to a great product called Sweet PDZ. And right now it's packaged as Horse Stall Refresher. They are looking at coming out with packaging called Coop Refresher, and it's perfectly fine. We've had Tom Minner with Sweet PDZ on the radio show. In fact, it was Friday the 4th of February. You can go back and listen to the archive show all about this product, all natural, absolutely awesome. We've been using it for about 6 months in our tractor, but we've deemed that we're going to be using it in our run in lieu of the lime because, again, too much lime, studies show, can burn the feet and legs of your chickens. We've never had a problem with it. But once we till the garden, get good drainage with our garden tiller 6-8 inches deep, then we'll rake that out smooth. We'll put maybe about 1/4 inch of good powdered or pulverized lime on the top of that dirt. We'll rake it, kind of mix it in with the metal rake real good. Then we'll get about 3, 4, 5 inches of good wood chips. Now, you can get these wood chips often for free from your local tree service. Just call any tree service up in your area. Ask them if they will deliver and dump a load of wood chips in your yard. You may want to try to specify, maybe after they, because, and we've been very fortunate. We don't have – there's not a lot of limbs or pine cones or junk or old newspapers that were shredded. We've had real good success with that. But I do recommend and I do tell the local tree services here, if especially if I can flag them down or if I see them doing work in the neighborhood, that's the bomb, because then you can see what trees they're cutting down and if they're in a neighborhood situation. You know, if they just basically went and cut four or five huge pine trees from your neighbor's yard or in your subdivision, you know, hey, you've got a whole truckload of good old pine chips. Bring them on over and dump them. Be prepared. You got a place for them. My neighbor did this, and she couldn't get into her garage for about 3 months because they dumped it right in front of her garage. So be prepared for that, and especially if you have a wheelbarrow and a shovel, it may take you a little while to move these. If you have a little bit more acreage and you can dump them somewhere in the back 40 and then cover them up, awesome. And then we would basically put 4 or 5 inches of these wood chips because they're free. We also like to see them run through the wood shredder on the back of the truck just once. Now, some of these companies are dumping them and then actually shoveling them into the shredder twice for a more finer wood chip, more for residential use, so people may want to use them for mulch. But I like them just run through once because you get a bigger chip, which is going to last longer. It's going to take longer to biodegrade, and then that means you only may have to do this 2 or 3 times a year versus maybe 4 or 5 times a year with the smaller wood chips because they'll wash away a little faster and they'll biodegrade a little faster. So that's exactly what we do in our runs to prepare it. And we've noticed, depending on if we have a real heavy rainy season, we may have to do this but maybe 3 times a year. And we do exactly that for our runs. And we're going to continue to do that, except we're going to basically substitute for the lime, which we've been using for years. We've never had a problem burning the chicken's feet. We've been using it for years. Going to the sweet PDZ product in our run. And, of course, we'll use that in the coop. We'll talk about that next. So that's how we prepare and do our runs. Pat, how do you handle your runs in there? And, of course, people in the chat room, please share in the chat room kind of how you treat your runs, and so other people in the chat room can learn in the chat room about how you prepare your runs and what you guys do for yours as far as maintenance, you know, coming in the spring cleaning. We can do it in our house. We can do it for our coops and our runs. So, Pat, share with our listeners kind of how you handle and prepare and a spring clean for your runs outside in the open area.
Yeah. Well, my runs are garden beds. They're current and future garden beds. So I use a series of different panels to direct the chickens where I want them to work. And what's nice about that is using the poultry portals portable fencing, and it can be the 2x4 mesh with just some metal posts driven in, or it can be pig panels. If I'm looking at my run right now, you might have heard one of my roosters just crow, in fact. It's kind of the chicken tractor method. It turned paddock form, and where the place where I've got my squash and probably a little bit of corn and some of the larger crops to go, cantaloupes, they've been on that all winter with birth, so they've been tilling it and they've been spreading a lot of old straw around or old hay around that I bought from my neighbor. He has cows, and some of the old bales get moldy and old, and he just can't feed them, so I give him $10 a bale. He brings it over and kind of deposits it around so I could just take that big round roll and kind of spread the hay around, and the chickens do the rest of it for me. So they've built up probably, I'd say, a good, in some places, 10 to 12 inches of wonderful topsoil that's just mm-hmm. loaded with the earthworms. Mm-hmm. So I don't till. I do mulch instead of tilling. I'll put a heavy mulch layer to keep the weeds down, and then, of course, that also continues to build up the soil fertility. And in some places, if the soil gets too deep, I'll bring my 2210 front end loader tractor in. and just scoop some of that up into some of my other garden beds. I have some in the front right when you come in the house. Then they got some really wonderful deep soil there. So that's my chickens work on the runs all winter long, and then in the summer when we do succession planting, I let them in there at different times to either mix in certain amendments that are going in the soil, like wood ash. They're very good at mixing in some of the wood ash in with the soil, or Yeah, clean the garden beds, just kind of fluff it up for me. If I dig a little bit to bring earthworms, of course, they're certainly right there helping to scoot stuff around. Or if I have any compost, I'll just put it down and put some, and they'll spread it for me, especially if it's going downhill. They do a wonderful job of spreading it. So that's how I don't so much clean my runs as I let the chickens just have access and they do all the work.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the
right.
lazy gardener's way to maintain runs. I am lucky enough to have a larger place for them to go. I've got about 3/4 acre, so they have room to spread out, and there's some fruit trees down there that they can always go down and mess around in the fallen leaves of the fruit trees. And later this spring, when those little plum curculios start coming up, I'll station them down there around the fruit trees, and they'll just pick them off the bark as they start to head up the trunk. So that's part of their spring duty, is to get those little plum curculios. Curculio, I don't know, I have a little speech impediment here. That's all I do. I mean, I change the fencing around, and the chickens do the rest, which makes it pretty easy. Of course, they fertilize it as they're on there. They're mixing it in so things stay aerobic, and giving me eggs to boot.
Did you just say your chickens do aerobics? One,
yeah,
and
they
two,
do aerobics.
And three,
they
and
do.
Four, and one.
That's right.
And
they do aerobics. They do
and
wonderful
yoga.
Aerobics right on the topsoil. It's called the Zumba. It's the poultry Zumba. They're out there shimmying, you know. The hands are just shaking their little feathers and looking pretty good. So.
Like that YouTube video called the Techno Chicken. You can find it on YouTube, I guess. Type in Techno Chicken, and you'll see what I'm talking about, folks. So very cool. All righty, so that's kind of what we do around in the runs, Pat and I, and there's many other options in the chat room, too, that people are doing for their runs as well. Let's kind of move in a little bit.
Wait a minute. So there's one more thing that's really handy that I do, too,
sure.
And I didn't mention that, but I have what I call an open chicken tractor, and it kind of looks like a workbench. It's made out of 2x4s, so it's pretty heavy, and it's got a roof on it. And there's some one side has shelter for windbreak or a sunbreak, and I'll move that around my orchard and then use that as a little feeding shelter. And so what that does is it gets some of the lazy ones up and out. They'll follow that around, and then that helps them to migrate, sort of the herd migration to new, different parts of the run. So if I see that one place in the run is getting too much activity or whatever, I'll just move that portable sort of feeding station / chicken tractor, and they follow along, and that takes the pressure off that one particular part of the run. So that's been very handy. Right now I'm using it as a little coop extension, as a little sunroom. It's backed right up to the coop by the pop hole. So when they come out, they don't have to get their little heads wet. They've got a little a little sunroom there, a little shelter. And I can tell you, when it snowed, they would go out under that little open chicken tractor, and they would not put their little feet in the snow until they got absolutely stir crazy for after a day or two, and then they'd venture out. But that's another handy little thing. It's really super easy to make. I mean, it's cheap to make. You can even use recycled lumber, and the PVC roofing on there makes it really a lot lighter, which is awful. Very helpful. And that's another way to direct your chickens where you want to employ them and their skill sets.
Great. Perfect. Thank you very much for sharing that. Okay, so moving, because we've got just a few minutes left before we get into chicken trivia, let's talk about inside the coop. Of course, you want to add some fresh bedding into your nesting boxes. Chickens like the nesting boxes. Or you may want to try, there is a product, again, you would have to buy it. Of course, a lot of people have to buy bedding anyway, or the nesting box pads. Now, me and Jen are going to invest in these because it's
wonderful investment.
Wonderful investment, from what I understand, and we've seen them, we've handled them, we've looked at them, and you don't want those nesting boxes. I hear so many emails and posts about folks that have problems a lot of times with them going broody in the nesting boxes or wanting to sleep in the nesting boxes, and they're just coarse enough, just rough enough, just uncomfortable enough that they just want to get in there long enough to lay that egg and then get the heck out, because you don't want the nesting box to be too comfortable. That's one solution. Plus, they're easy to clean. Very, from what I understand, very easy to clean. You pull them out, You can shake them out, you can scrape them out, and then just, you know, even hose them off, and then put them right back in there into the nesting boxes. So we're going to invest in some of those, of course, and for that. But some people might want to use the shavings, the wood shavings, like the aspen shavings, for inside the nesting boxes. Some people use hay and wheat straw inside the nesting boxes, and of course, a good, if you're going to do that, you know, 2-4 inches of that, 2 inches of that to protect the egg, of course. That's another reason why you may want to collect the eggs every day. So the eggs start building up in there as they fly up in there, as they get situated, they'll step on one, they'll break one, and then that's always a mess. Have to clean out a broken egg out of your nesting box. So, but this year, Jen and I are going to try the nesting box pads. And we haven't chose what brand or what kind we're going to use yet, but we are definitely going to do that with our new coops from myamishgoods.com. We're going to try that, and we'll let everybody know, based on our experience, how we like them versus the shavings and the hay that we've been using for all of these years in our nesting boxes. For that, it sounds like that you have the nesting pads in your nest boxes, Pat.
Oh, gosh, Whisper, I tell you, we tried everything over the last 20 years with experiences with chickens. We tried hay, we tried straw, we tried wood chips, and we finally settled on these plastic nest box liners, and I'm sold on them. They're not that expensive. They're only about $3 a piece, but that with metal nest boxes themselves, and not only do you keep the red mites at bay because they can't find a place to breed in the metal. They just don't like metal at all. But also, like you were saying, those plastic liners, they're perforated. And so dirt and even broken eggs and stuff, it'll filter down to the metal bottom below. And then they've got these little fingers that kind of protrude up, so they give a little bit of a cushion to the eggs. So if you get some softer shelled eggs or eggs that have a tendency, if you don't collect them and the hen tends to step on them, there's a little bit of a cushion there that can really help save it. So what I do with that, if I get some that for some reason there's a hen that's sleeping in the nest boxes, which is a no-no, that's a big, big no-no, and there's some manure in there and they get really dirty, I'll just put those plastic liners out in the hose them off and then just leave them outside for a little while. And they're sort of self-cleaning. They just kind of dry and crumble off, and you can bash them pretty hard against the fence post, and everything's just fly off. So they're really easy to clean. And then, of course, the bottom nest, the bottom of the nest box pops out with some of the plastic and a lot of the metal nest boxes, so it's real easy to clean. Mm-hmm. You don't have to try to worry about getting in the corners, because there are no corners and everything pops out. So I'm totally sold on the metal nest boxes and the nest box liners. And I've had very little problem with mites since we switched to those.
I
can tell our listeners too that there was one instance where we had a terrible situation with a mite infestation. This was with some turkeys, and we just decided they were plywood nest boxes, so we decided to just burn them. And as we put as the fire started coming up, the flames started coming up through the plywood. It's like millions. It was this little red tide of these mites just sort of came out of there. I could never have guessed there were that many mites in that amount of wood. It was just a real eye opener. And it's like, I don't see how any even pesticide or insecticide or miticide could have gotten all those mites and all the crevices and little nooks and crannies they had to live. So that's my 2 cents worth, and while walking my talk about nest boxes. That's
very good.
And I've got to say, I've got 3 different metal nest boxes, so they do have a choice. Some hens tend to like a little more public action while they're laying their eggs, and others are very, very private, so they want a dark corner, and others seem to just, wherever they are is where they lay their eggs. You've probably noticed that too.
I just received a couple of emails from Laura Hepburn, who we welcomed earlier in the show from ManaPro, and one says that any day now, and we'll start doing this, we can go ahead and start giving some posters away on our show, the ManaPro chick posters. And again, they're beautiful. I'll post a link to one and a picture of one on our Facebook page. Everybody just raves about them. They are truly, truly awesome. One of the best that I've ever seen. So she said that they'll allow me to go ahead and have an allotment of those to start going ahead and giving those away as well. So we're looking forward to that. And even more information, I'll be posting this a little bit later. But it looks like that this Friday, let me see. Yep, this Friday, and I'll be posting this on our Facebook page. They're going to be doing a special promotion on their ManaPro Facebook page. Sometime during Friday, we're not going to tell you the exact time, but sometime during Friday, they're going to post a post regarding the chick posters, and the first 25 people to like the special post about the poster will get a free one. It looks like right here they will get a free Breeds poster. So we'll be talking about that this week too. That'll be this coming Friday. On the ManaPro Facebook page, you can just head over there. Let me see if it's a short one like mine. There it is, ManaPro. There it goes, ManaPro Poultry. Click on that. Yeah, I'll have to talk to Laura to see how she can make that address a little bit shorter. But if you just go to Facebook.com and search ManaPro Poultry, you'll see it. And this Friday, they're going to post something about the chick posters, and the first 25 people to like it, voila, you're going to get one of those free chick posters. And, of course, we'll be giving some away here on the radio show. So we've got about 6 minutes left, so it's now time for our chicken trivia contest. And we're going to take real quick caller number 5-347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. Caller number 5, if you can answer this next question correctly. Back on Saturday, February 5th, was this radio show's anniversary. What year anniversary was this radio show? So back on Saturday, February the 5th of this year, just a few weeks ago, Saturday, February 5th, it was an anniversary for Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show. What anniversary did we celebrate on Saturday, February 5th? If you know the answer to that, you can call us in, caller number 5-347-637-3237. You're going to win a hen saver hen apron from our friends over at Crazy K Farm. And, of course, today being Monday, Crazy K Farm sponsors this chicken trivia contest. And you can get your hen saver from those folks.
Wonderful. Listen, Whisper, while we've got just a little bit of a break here, I wanted to also announce that there's a poultry workshop over in Lovingston, Virginia. It's with the Extension Center, and I'll be giving a talk on chickens as master gardeners. Yeah, Lovingston, Virginia. It's at the center there, and if there are any questions, contact Michael LaChance, and his phone number is 434-263-4035. 434-263-4035, and I'll be posting that on the chat room. So that's Chickens and Master Gardeners at the Lovingston, Virginia Nelson Center, 6 p.m., and hope to see folks there. So I'm looking forward to that. It's nice to go to the Extension Center and do a session about chickens as master gardeners. And so, of course, I took the master gardener training and I loved it. But this is kind of an interesting vignette on it. And people love this talk. There's a whole 2.5-hour course, but this is just an introduction to it. So
great.
Okay, we wanted to get that in while we had just a second here. So
thank you very much. Thank you for
thank
that.
You.
Yeah, sounds like a
thank
bunch
you.
Of fun. Like the course that. That this past Saturday, I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed that, 70 people, and a whole long day class from 8:30 to 3:30, all about keeping poultry. And they were there taking notes like crazy and getting all this information.
Wonderful.
And there were great prizes to give away. They had a silent auction. Yeah, it was quite fun for everybody. So, okay, we got to go real quick here. Let me get over here to the phone lines here. We said caller number 5. Here we go. All righty. Caller number 5 calling in from area code 234. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Kara from Ohio.
Hey, how are you doing today from Ohio?
Good.
Good. All righty. Back on Saturday, February the 5th, we celebrated an anniversary here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And what year anniversary was that?
I wanted to guess 3 years.
Oh, no, so close. You were close, though. I'm so sad. But, yeah, you were close. And I know you're a regular listener and follow us on Facebook, the whole nine yards. So thank you very much. That means we go to caller number six. So we go to caller number six. Real quickly, caller calling in from area code 860. You're on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hello, Andy and Pat. This is Walter in Connecticut.
Hey, Walter. Hey.
Actually, folks, we don't have much time. Actually, folks, there's been a mistake. Walter is actually... Walter's actually calling to go ahead, and there's a delay in the title he's sending over for me to take possession of his awesome 87 Blazer. So, I never did receive that, Walter. So
it's on its way. I got to get some property down there, so, you know, I'll leave the keys in it all the time.
Oh, thanks for letting me know that. Next time I'm heading to Connecticut, I'll look that up.
Yeah.
Okay, what anniversary did we celebrate on the 5th?
2 years.
2 years, that's exactly right. That's,
look at that.
That's awesome. I'm going to have to cut you off here just a second because we only got about 50 seconds left. And so thank you very much for tuning in, Walter. You know the drill. Send me your shipping address. Hint, hint. And not only will I get you a hen saver, hen apron, but now that I know you leave the keys in your blazer, I need your address as well for personal reasons. So, hey, thank you very much for tuning in today, folks. We'll tune in tomorrow. The Heritage Chef, Steve Pope, is going to be joining us. You all love that show. And thanks so much. We'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Pat, sorry to run short, but 20 seconds, my friend.
Well, that's really all it takes. We want to thank, of course, Laura Heffern for coming on for ManaPro Marketing and all the wonderful things that ManaPro is doing. And, of course, Andy, thanks to you for bringing us all together. Where would we be if it weren't for you? Since we've got such a short time, I'm just going to say blessings to all. We love you all so much. Thanks for joining in, and may the flock be with you. God bless everybody. Ha ha.